You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
So, do you often wonder, or even sometimes wonder, why we're not using rapid COVID tests more often? You know they're being used for the Tokyo Olympics. The athletes there will use those rapid antigen tests, but not used in this setting. If you're contacted by the Department of Health, you'll go in for the usual nasal throat swab that takes, now these days takes about 5 or 6 hours for you to get the results back. But why don't we use the rapid COVID tests? John Kelly is the chief executive of Atomo Diagnostics, which manufactures those tests. And of course, he would say, wouldn't he, please use the tests from a business point of view, but just looking at it more generally, are they actually effective? John Kelly, good to talk to you. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
Your test is TGA approved, and I think you're the only Australian publicly listed company to have TGA approval for rapid antigen tests. So who uses you?
In Australia, we supply primarily companies and organisations looking to manage risk, so mining companies and private health providers. We're supporting some of the Australian Olympic teams, some organisations in related to travel and aged care, but at this stage, no supply to any public health.
Is it because of the effectiveness or the veracity of these tests?
No, I think that's one of the comments used, but really, I think it comes back to the fact that in Australia, the government rely on labs for their diagnostics, and labs have the ear of government and undue influence, I think, in how testing gets delivered, and labs are very focused on making sure that testing is done in labs. And there's a resistance within pathology and a resistance within public health to the deployment of non-lab-based testing, and that, I think, sees Australia well behind the rest of the world in these types of innovative technologies.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's a March 2021 review of all the studies looking at 64 test accuracy studies evaluating the commercially produced rapid antigen tests. And the accuracy of the tests varies considerably. I don't have the time to run through all of them, but it varies from a 72% range, then to 58.1, then up to 95% accuracy, then down again, dropping down to 51% depending on whether someone has symptoms or not, whether they ended up being positive or not. So I think it seems to be the unevenness of the technology you've come up with, John Kelly.
Sure. Well, that's what the TGA are there for. I mean, our test certainly performs at the higher end of that. There's a lot of tests that were used globally, you know, manufactured in India and China that certainly didn't deliver that level of quality. But, you know, Public Health England and NIH in the US have done multiple studies that show that rapid tests, when used properly, will typically deliver sort of high 80s, low 90s in terms of sensitivity. And those studies have shown that regular repeated antigen testing on a sort of 4 times weekly basis provides better overall screening protection than more accurate PCR tests used less frequently. And I think that's well understood globally and is one of the reasons why rapid testing is so widely deployed outside of Australia.
So how quickly do you get a result from your test?
Within 10 minutes, which means you can then decide on whether you're able to go out or whether you need to stay at home. One of the problems with the current testing delivery in Australia is, particularly in Southwest Sydney now, you get tested and then you go to work, and then they tell you later that day or the next day whether you're positive. Well, I think if you've had a test and then got the result 24 hours later, but in the meantime you've gone and worked at a shift at an aged care facility, that's really getting the result in a non-time-friendly manner, and I think that can have a big impact on people being in the community while infectious.
So you're suggesting that the federal government is in the pocket of the private pathologists?
No, I'm not saying they're in their pocket. I think that's a mode of language. What I am saying is that there's not enough diversity at the table in terms of talking about...
No, you use the phrase undue influence, and that's why I've turned that to in the pocket. We can stay with undue influence, but it means the same thing. Why do you believe that they're applying undue influence on the government?
I think they have undue influence in that they have a seat at the table to discuss with public health how testing should be delivered, and that ability to engage with public health has not been offered to the providers of non-lab testing, and that's why I think there has been a skewed testing response in Australia that hasn't been as holistic or diverse as it should be. And I think the experiences overseas with antigen testing have shown widespread deployment improves testing outcomes, and particularly with the positive identification of asymptomatic people. You know, in Germany, when you check out of the Aldi supermarket, you get a test for free to take home. The UK are giving tests to school children to take home and test twice a week. That level of widespread deployment of testing in the community is clearly going to be needed in Australia moving forward. And I think the government needs to move forward with a plan to deliver that.
John Kelly, interesting to talk to you about this. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for your time.
John Kelly, the Chief Executive of Atomo Diagnostics.